Now let's go on. Fifthly, to the world of animals. In the world of animals appears a blue Buddha. And he showed the animals a book. Why a book? What does the book mean? It means that when we're in a state of barbarism and savagery, a state represented by the animals, the next state for us, the next step for us, is simply to become civilized, to make ourselves acquainted with the arts and the sciences, with the cultural life of mankind. Because these things have a refining influence. And it's difficult, if not impossible, to go from a state of barbarism, of mental savagery, straight into the spiritual life, the life of spiritual development. And we see historically that Buddhism in the East was always a bearer of culture. It took not only the spiritual teaching of Buddhism all over Asia, but it took Indian culture, Indian higher culture. And it did this for quite definite spiritual reasons. That the secular culture even, the humanistic culture, if you like, forms a sort of foundation for the higher spiritual life and spiritual development. And this is why we're often told in Mahayana texts that the Bodhisattva, the ideal Buddhist, should be a master of arts and sciences, even handicrafts. And this ideal is very much embodied in the figure of Manju Gosha, the great Bodhisattva of wisdom, who presides over the arts and the sciences. Now, sixthly and lastly, in the world of men appears a yellow Buddha, a saffron-coloured Buddha, and he carries a begging bowl and a three-ringed star. Now what does this mean? The begging bowl and the three-ringed staff are the insignia of the religious mendicant, and therefore of the spiritual life in general. And it means that when we find ourselves in a truly human state, the next step for us is to devote ourselves wholeheartedly to the task of spiritual development. Once we've reached the human state, experienced the human state, this should be our main interest in life. Now, I could say very much more about this, but there's no time. Time is getting short. I want now to pass on to the Chinese Mahayana tradition, which I mentioned a little while ago. I also want to look just a few more times into the mirror before we conclude.